Hey guys, welcome back to Zeemer Social, and I'm your host, Tony. Let's get this shit popping now. All right, that was Broad Shoulders by Taylor Bennett and Chance the Rapper, yo. People be sleeping on Taylor Bennett, so you better hop on the train before it's too late, fam. All right, so I was excited today to really start my job and whatnot. I was ready. I got up 6 a.m. I got the appointments ready, put in my maps. I was like, all right, this is going to be my first time taking the highway. First time crossing over this fucking bridge and shit. I was like, it's cool. I got my boy coming through. We're going to do this. Hits me with that text this morning. Like, yo, man, I can't come through. You got this. And I was like, fuck. So then I started driving and whatnot. And, oh my gosh, the highway is just, like, confusing. I was so confused for a while on what the hell to do. And I was worried I was going too fast. I was going to go slow. But once I got in that mojo, yo, oh, Jesus, I was good. I was good. I felt solid. I was right in the speed limit I needed to be. I was chilling. Nothing bad happened. Your boy didn't die. I got to the first crib at 9, ready to go for my speech, got my stuff ready. And it's an appointment. It's already been set up, ready to go. I get there. Sorry, we don't have an appointment. Bye. And they kind of just left me. And I was like, nigga. I woke up 6 a.m. in the morning, went to a whole nother state just for you to be like, oh, yeah, put me to heaven. Have a nice day. I was going to explode. I was honestly about to explode. And then just to top it off, because since I didn't do this, I didn't make any money. So just to top it off, I got to take a toll to get fucking back. So all I did was lose gas money and toll money, dog. I hate New Jersey. New Jersey can suck my left nut. I fucking hate it. Then after that, I went to the second place, and the second place was, like, not there. I checked the address, and I go there, and, like, the place isn't there at all. Like, it's, like, I see the sign for it, but, like, it's all closed down. It's, like, available for rent, and I'm just, like, wow, this place doesn't exist. But then I look down the street, and the place has the same name as this place. So I'm thinking, like, oh, maybe they just moved down the street or whatever. And I start talking to them. And I'm, like, about to do this, and I realize they're not the people. They just happen to steal the same name from each other. And I was like, these niggas. And then I called the place. So I was like, I'm like, yo, your shop is here. Like, oh, yeah, my bad. We'll be back July 1st. I'm like, then why the hell would you schedule an appointment for May 20th? Oh, Jesus, Jesus. And then the last place, yo. And just to top it off, I was sitting in the car. I caved in and I started watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Watched the first episode. Oh my gosh, that's just a show of fucked up people. That's all I gotta say. But I'm waiting there, right? All nice and just chilling. I'm like, all right, 15 minutes before my next appointment, I might as well go to my last appointment. Start up my car. All right. I was like, excuse me. Tried putting the car in again. I was like, fuck, you gotta be kidding me. And all the lights start flashing on my dashboard. I thought my car was gonna literally explode. I was afraid, dog. Like, that's like, I was like, that's it. I live the good life. Deuces. But I'm like, all right, maybe it's not that bad. Maybe I can just, like, because it was hot outside, too. So maybe, like, okay, maybe it's just too hot or something. Maybe if I should just, I don't know, go to my appointment and come back. I'm like, all right, let me just put the windows up. Try to put the window up. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? As I tried to put any window up, like, the dashboard would just, like, go fritz. And I was like, okay, I don't want to explode this car. So then I called my dad, and I was like, yo, what's up, dad? Because he works, he's a taxi driver, so he's all around Philly all the time. Like, I'm like, yo, can you help a nigga out? Like, deadass, I literally said that. Can you help a nigga out? And he's just like, man, what you want me doing driving over there? Yo, my dad does this thing where, like, he pretends like he doesn't care. And he's just like, he'll do this little thing I call a cheapé, like, and after that, he'll buy this, man, ain't nobody got time for that, blah, blah, blah. He'll say his little, he'll complain for a solid 2 minutes. There'll be an awkward silence for like 30 seconds. And he's like, so what's your address? And I'm just like, nigga, let's just forget the old, like, your boy's struggling. Let's skip that whole beginning part and help me, nigga. Help me. So he gets there, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, I recommend a jump start. Because, like, I had a friend named Brian, and, like, his jump was fritzing like that, too. Like, maybe this needs a little kick in the ass. My dad's like, all right, but it's a one-way street. So then he had to, like, get his car and reverse it, do this. People were honking out. It was bad. It was just bad. Like, long story short, it was just fixed. I was happy, all that good shit. Then after that, I'm like, all right, I'm 5 minutes late, but it's not that bad. I go to the next place and whatnot. I'm ready to like do this thing. I'm like, all right, I'm ready for this appointment. Your boy needs this money. I've been traveling all like a no, I deserve this. So I go to the place. I start talking to the lady about the stuff. And he's like, all right, so I guess you want to talk to Sarah then. And I'm just like, wait, you're not the manager? Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not the manager. I just work here. And I was like, I just finished giving this lady this whole entire speech. And I was like, where's the manager? Oh, she just went to go take her kids. She'll be back in like 3 or 4 hours. Oh, I advise you just to reschedule on Monday. And I was like, I smiled. I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you. Nigga, if you know that I had to do this, why don't you say something from the get-go? You act like you were going to make a decision anyway for him. Oh, my gosh. Like, I shouldn't be this mad because, like, things happen, and I do get that. And plus, on the bright side, I got to, like, drive different places I didn't ever think I would drive so early. But for your niggas out there, if you got an appointment, don't leave me hanging. That's disrespectful. Shit. I don't leave you hanging. Oh, my gosh. So after the day was done, I reported in, saying that I was a complete failure. But I'll get them next time. And they're like, yeah, cool. We'll set you up for 3 appointments, like, tomorrow. And I was like, okay. So, all right, guys, I'm going to try this again tomorrow. I got 3 more shots at 3 more businesses. And let's see if I can hit a deal tomorrow. Because if I do, I probably won't get fired. Yeah. That is it for this episode of Zimmer Social. Hopefully my ass gets a fucking deal tomorrow. And if it does, well, I'll give you guys some good fucking news. If not, well, yeah. If you want to follow me on IG, though, that is Tony_Destin. If you want to follow a brother on Facebook, hit me up on Tony Destin. And that's about it, fam. Welcome to the Marination.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.